Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast. How did you like that fancy new open, huh?
How did you like that Windows 95 screensaver opening?
Hey, I worked hard on that. Dave?
On YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, that's cool too. We still love you.
You know, Kevin, I was thinking as we get into tonight's topic, I was thinking,
boy, Kevin, you look different, by the way. I don't know. I don't know. Something's changed.
You've gotten older. You've gotten grayer with the dog. But Kevin, I was thinking about the craziness of Bountygate and how that couldn't be any crazier. And then we're dealing with Drew Brees, this insanity. For people that don't know, that are just new to this podcast, and that the Saints Bountygate saga was so insane that we decided that we would go every week. We used to take like a long sabbatical for this podcast. Like we'd be like, it's you know, between the combine and the draft, we'd go like once a month. But Bountygate was so fucking insane, we started going every week. They had, you know, Loomis wiretap. We tried to call Sean Pamphlon on the air one night. It was insanity. But Kevin,
I forgot about that. Tried to call Sean Pamphlon.
You know, I mean, go in the archives, find it. But Kevin, I didn't think anything could be as crazy and sustained as Bountygate insanity. But is the Drew Brees flag controversy slash apology part two slash wife apology slash Trump getting in the mix, is it more insane than Bountygate?
I say no right now and reserve the right to change my mind in about a month. It's the hot topic at the moment, and it's got the most focus on it because of the situation with coronavirus. There's nothing else going on sports wise. So, you know, this has all the attention. Now, if this is still a big deal in a month, and if this resurfaces or if this comes back, if there's a football season and it just blows up again, then, yeah, I reserve the right to change my mind. But I say no, Bountygate is still the bigger deal.
I'm with Kevin. I mean, first of all, it's already over. It was like 2 days and done. I mean, Drew said some stuff. Everybody freaked out. Everybody chanted "fuck Drew Brees" at the protest that night. The next day, he apologized on Instagram/Twitter. He followed that up with a good old video, just so we could look into his eyes and see the hurt and the pain in his eyes. And then the next day, it was Britney's turn. And then I feel like it's already. We're already on to something new. New cycle
Wait,
has already
did
changed.
One?
Britney, yeah.
Oh,
Britney.
Yeah. Where the fuck have you been? Oh, my God. Yeah.
I haven't seen the Britney one.
Oh, well, you got to look that up. It's just pure gold.
I feel like the universe was trying really hard to make this go away quickly. First, there was the Jake Fromm text, that didn't really stick. I feel like Drew was still getting some heat. And so then I feel like the universe was like, well, fuck it. We'll just have Trump tweet out negative stuff about Drew. And it was just like the easy way to get back in everyone's.
Well, here's the thing. That's what this headline of this podcast is, the main thing to entice the people to click on the YouTubes and in the RSS stream. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast.
All right,
Donald Trump has saved the Saints 2020 season. Kevin, he gave Drew Brees an off-ramp out of this, and I wasn't sure Drew was going to take it, but he did, and he went at Trump, and he got forgiven in like 10 minutes by everybody on the team. It took Lattimore a day to forgive him, but everybody else was on board and forgave him
Lattimore
as soon as he went.
Days, 48 hours.
48 hours.
Ish. Yeah.
Look, it's like I said, it's already behind us. If you're listening to this podcast now on Sunday Night Live, maybe it's still a thing.
It's old news.
If you're driving to work Monday morning, old news. Forget it. I'm sure something else has happened. I gotta say though, I am disappointed. I really, when Trump tweeted about Brees and Brees responded, I really wanted it. I wanted it to keep going. It's still early June.
I know.
We've got 2 months until training camp starts. A lot of us are still inside our house. I really wanted to see a Twitter war between Trump and Brees. And like Kevin said, it's texting us. The odds-on favorite was for Trump to go after Drew Brees' birthmark. I was waiting for that. I was waiting for some low blow bullshit like that.
Never invest in diamonds.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johns is terrible.
Personally, I'm disappointed it's over.
Yeah. I'm surprised Trump didn't just go to like the darkest place you could imagine on Brees. Because Trump goes at whatever you feel about Trump, whenever you listen to this podcast, whether you're left or right. I think everybody can agree that Trump gives no fucks on Twitter and will go at you with everything he has. So I was surprised that Trump just didn't fire back, you know?
Well, he still has a chance to. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I'm kind of holding my breath every time Drew puts out a communication. And I'm just like, oh my God, how's this going to go? So for there to not have anything happen for the last 24 hours has been a huge relief for me.
All right. The funny part of this continues to be that it happened on something called Yahoo Finance.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Kevin, when we're talking bad decisions, when you're talking investing in diamonds, opening Jimmy John's in New Orleans, Advocare, going on Yahoo Finance, like, where does it rank in Drew Brees' bad decisions?
Well, you also have to include investing money in the long snappers.
Oh, that's right.
Kevin Hauser.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's the thing with Wrangler jeans? What was the thing with Wrangler jeans? Wasn't there something with Wrangler jeans?
Not really. Just that he
wasn't he so he's a spokesman for Wrangler. Wasn't the interview on Yahoo Finance just about Wrangler?
Kind of, yeah.
Like there was the Bible thing too.
But the thing is, Kevin, it's like Bomani Jones said on the interview that we did with him. You should check it out. It's amazing. He was like, I don't think there's any other audio of that interview with Yahoo Finance anywhere in the world. Drew Brees could have been given us stock tips that would change our lives. We don't know because all Yahoo put out was the flag burning. I mean, not flag burning. The flag, no kneeling for the flag.
I mean, I hope it's out there somewhere just so somebody else can listen to it and just let us know, hey, is the rest of it benign or not?
It is. The rest of it's benign. I listen to the whole thing, and it's really harmless. It's just so typical that you would go 20 minutes with a harmless interview, and you just get that one clip, and you blast that out to the world. Like, that's the one thing that he said in 20 minutes that was remotely controversial. And, of course, Yahoo Finance pounced.
I don't know if I would say remotely controversial.
I mean, yeah, fair enough. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Clearly, it was explosive.
Right. Like, Drew stepped on the rake.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it was more like a landmine. The thing is, I was surprised that Drew Brees sort of went against Trump. I thought Drew Brees would maybe try to thread the needle and still play a little both sides. Dave, he went all the way. I'm just going to make it okay with my teammates, ask for their forgiveness, go at Trump to prove that I'm really sorry and heal the locker room and screw all the endorsements and everything else. I got to make it right with the locker room, and that's what matters most. I was a little bit surprised that he did that so quick when Trump gave him the opening. Were you?
No. You know, like you said, that was a softball. I mean, Trump totally gave Brees a softball there, and he wisely hit it out of the park. I mean, obviously, it's not just him. He's got people. He's got a team. He's got PR people.
Was it new? Did he fire all the people that let him go on Yahoo Finance and set himself on fire?
No. The thing with the Yahoo Finance was, you know, that was an interview. He was on his own in the interview. He was free to answer the question however he wanted. Obviously, if he knew the questions in advance, he probably, his PR people probably would have made sure not to tell him not to say anything like that. But
I mean, not that I'm surprised, but I will say I saw his Instagram feed, just the comments that he got after he went at Trump. And I mean, the other side got so pissed at him. And right. it really makes you realize, like, you know, you can't win.
But that's what I'm saying.
No matter what he says from here on out, he cannot win.
He's always been sort of a guy who we knew he was kind of conservative, Kevin, but he always tried to play to where he's Drew Brees. Everybody loves Drew Brees. In this moment, right, after what he said about the flag and hurt his teammates deeply. If you saw Malcolm Jenkins' video, you knew his teammates were mad. They were hurt. He had to pick a side in this to make it right. And he went all the way with, I'm with my teammates. I'm going to make this right. And so that surprised me. I'm going to be honest.
I don't know. I think as far as the current political climate in our country, I mean, obviously, I think there's only one right side as far as police brutality is concerned or equal rights or whatever. I mean, you can only be on the good side, and that's, being against police brutality and obviously believing that everybody should be treated equally. You can't go against that.
Yeah, but you could try to do it like I guess Michael Jordan did it. You know, it's a different thing. But in the 90s, Michael Jordan, he didn't endorse a black candidate in North Carolina that was running for Senate because he said, well, Republicans buy sneakers too, right? So I know this is a more difficult issue, but it's always like celebrities like Drew Brees, they always want to be loved by everybody, right? You don't want to be controversial. You want the sponsorships to roll in. You want that to keep going. You want to be loved everywhere you go. And now he's
– I know, but I think
he's
this issue is way bigger than what you're referring to with Michael Jordan. I mean, you know, our entire country is now
– It is.
Embroiled in this I don't think that this is necessarily something that's going to go away without change. So I think I think you can't toe the line on this issue. I don't think.
Well, you're probably right there. I personally was incredibly proud of him. You know, I think it was amazing what he did. And look, Kevin, I want to say, we know he's sorry. His teammates apparently have begun to forgive him. The healing has begun. But is Drew Brees, is he going to have to give up his pregame huddle? And does DeMario Davis now get that? Like, is that Drew Brees' punishment? You don't get to lead the huddle anymore. You don't get to lead the pregame chant. It's DeMario's now.
I don't know if I think that's a punishment per se. I would hope that Drew would defer to DeMario Davis on a couple of those at the start. You know, just like you got to let some other people take the lead sometimes, and I get you're the quarterback. The quarterback's the alpha on the team. But sometimes when the circumstances call for it, you have to defer to somebody else.
IPA, I fucking knew it.
Someone in the chat room says, Dave, you look comfortable. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, totally off topic. Andrew was very, 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 very hurt that somebody on YouTube called us all dorks.
I was Malcolm Jenkins hurt.
Andrew,
I guess Andrew is like the least dorky of us all, and that's me saying that. It pains me to say that. I don't feel like I'm a dork. I mean, when I was in high school, I thought I was fairly popular. I played sports. I never really considered myself a dork, but
I was the biggest. I don't know. Fucking
can you
dork
get
there ever
dorkier
was.
In old age? Is that possible?
Yes. No.
Absolutely. Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, everybody does.
But
everybody does.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. So then I'm not really dorky. I'm just like everybody else. I mean, I was cool when it mattered. I was cool when it mattered, and that was when I was 16.
No. See, you've hung out with me on multiple occasions. You've hung out with Ralph and continue to talk to him.
That's strike one, two, and three right there.
Dual dorkiness has tainted you, and it's tainted Juge as well.
Well, it's fine. As long as
shit, you're right.
As long as you can admit that you and Ralph are bringing me and Andrew down.
That's right.
I mean,
blame this on Ralph. I'm
Andrew.
I will accept my dork tag as long as we all here agree that it's Ralph's fault.
It is, Andrew. If people called me a dork on the Facebook comments on my WWL videos or when they posted to YouTube, if they called me a dork, then that'd be a step up for what people call me on that, the comments
true.
On there.
That's fair. Congratulations on your promotion to dork.
Well, they can't see the cat jumping on the behind me because I have the Saints Happy Hour logo behind me. So, I mean, as this controversy sort of engulf the Saints, I do sort of agree with Dave, and I want everybody to start, and I'll start with you, Kevin. I do kind of feel like the way the media moves at warp speed now,
it's over.
In a couple of days, it's going to feel like this was a year ago. Like, I feel
Cristobal has already washed it away. It's Cristobal has washed away the whole Drew Brees thing. We're on to the next thing. We are on to the next thing.
Will we be on to
the
next
thing?
We're on to Cincinnati.
Speaking of coaches' sound bites, we'll get to the Mora bracket in a minute. But I mean,
sorry, I think somebody else can have an opinion, not just me. Sorry,
Kevin. Do you think?
So we're supposed to have an opinion on here.
I mean, do you think
whether this is going to blow over, and whether this is already blown over, how long it's going to last?
Yeah, look, you had Shannon Sharp the other day saying Breeze should retire.
Lattimore liked that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now look, whether you agree,
shame on you, Marshall.
Whether you agree with that or not is whatever, but it's the fact that a prominent voice on television came out with that. And
you think anybody listens to that guy though?
I don't know, man.
Shannon Sharp,
prominent. Yeah. That's a stretch, Kevin. I've seen the undisputed ratings.
I mean, if you're gonna make the claim that I'm a dork by association with Ralph, how much clout does Shannon Sharp have when he's on a show with Skip Bayless?
Here's the thing. Not all cool is created equal, because your statement would imply that you and Shannon Sharp are on the same level of cool.
Yeah, definitely not. Look, the case.
Shannon Sharp has taken a ding as he's gotten older and is dorkier because he's older, but he is still far cooler than most people anyway.
That is true. It hurts my feelings. People in the chat room, am I the dorkiest one of the four of all of us?
Oh, was that what we're talking about?
Dorky, yes, by nature. Yeah, Fredo said that.
Wait, what is that? It's kind of...
It's a frozen ice pop. It's an alcohol pop. It's from Costco.
God.
It's 8% alcohol.
I don't know 8%. That anything has ever been more Dave than what you're putting in your mouth right now.
Mm-hmm. It's an otter. It's an alcoholic otter pop.
As if it was Jolly Rancher flavored.
They have a watermelon one.
I bet they do.
Are you eating that one next, Dave?
I mean, these things are crazy. Like, it takes me like 2 minutes to eat one of these, and they're 8% alcoholic.
Does it taste alcoholic at all?
A little bit. It's got like a burning. It's got like a. Because it's like
it
a.
Tastes sick, like burning.
Tastes like burning. Well, because this is like lime flavored, so it's got like an acidic flavor in addition to like the alcohol. So it's got kind of like a burny, acidic, very tart flavor to it. But I'm new to this game, so I haven't really tested it out. One day I should really just like do like 10 of them and see how drunk it makes me feel. Because I have one of these and I don't really feel like I feel anything, but I've never had like 3 or 4 in a row to see what happens.
Oh, my
just
go-to.
Make sure you don't get your blood work the next day.
My go-to thing in college was you could buy a bucket, and it was a bucket of frozen margarita mix, and you would pour the tequila in it, and then you'd put it in the freezer and it would make frozen margaritas. We would put that in the freezer, and then we would go to the hot tub at the complex where we all lived, and we would just eat it out of the bucket with a spoon. It's what I did at LSU.
By the way, you see how this works? We were talking about how dorky Ralph was, and we immediately switched to alcohol and changed the subject. It's just like the current news cycle. That's how quickly it changes, and we're over it. We're past it already.
We are.
Ralph, we've got a couple of comments in the chat that the audio sounds a little underwater, so just a heads up there. And I feel the need to point out that Chris McVeigh said, Dave, your dork factor just exploded with that ice pop.
It's very on brand for me, though, no?
No. Only thing that would be more on brand for you, Dave, is if you had the ice pop in one hand and a bag of M&Ms in the other and you were just double fisting.
I got Pringles. Pringles?
Good enough.
Good enough? All right. Good.
Dave, how long have you not needed a heart transplant yet in your life? Good God.
Yeah, but It's a good thing.
He's keeping it balanced, salty and sweet.
Shout out to my friend Dean. He's head of cardiology at Ochsner Baptist, so he's a good friend of mine. So good guy to know.
Somebody asked, my dork factor is dropping, but if you knew I was wearing Oscar the Grouch pajama bottoms, my dork factor would go through the roof.
Wait.
Yeah, we got to see this. Wait a minute.
Are you being fucking serious?
There you go.
Oh my God.
We can't see.
There you go. Can you see that? No, not really.
The background is.
The background is blurring it out.
Anyway, we believe you because who would really truly admit that?
I think we came dangerously close to being not safe for anything.
Well, it doesn't matter for the YouTube when they say, "Is this for children?" I check no, so we're fine.
This almost took a really dark turn.
It did.
This podcast became very close from going from Drew Brees to Ben Roethlisberger.
The penis is gray.
Regardless of your handicap, Ralph, you're still the dorkiest.
I mean, I am crippled and I look like Forrest Gump. I mean, that is you can't create. If you created dork in the lab, you couldn't come up with more dorkness. You'd be like, cerebral palsy, looks like Forrest Gump. Let's mash them together like Frankenstein. I mean,
were you as funny and like self-deprecating in high school? Like were you, you know, comfortable with yourself and cool enough with yourself?
Not really. In high school, I just wanted to hang out with my friends and avoid getting beat. I just wanted to avoid getting beat up and harassed.
Okay.
That was my daily goal in high school.
You had a tough go of it in high school?
I had a pretty tough go of it in high school, man.
Okay.
You know?
See, I feel that sucks, man. I hate to hear that.
You know? Yeah, you too.
Yeah. No, in high school, unless you're like a jock, it's not really great. So people are saying the audio
took a dark turn.
I'm watching
Dave's reaction and Juge's reaction to Ralph telling his sad story, and the two of you are just have this look on your face like, holy shit, I was that guy in high school. Look. That's what that was. Jude just like, you know, Ralph's like, oh, if you were a jock in high school, it was fine. Jude just like, I was on the all-state tennis team. I'm just going to keep quiet right now.
I'm going to keep it moving.
Dave's like, I was hanging out at the Young Entrepreneurs Club and dreaming of a t-shirt empire someday, and everybody liked me. I have nothing to worry about.
We started out talking about race issues in America. We've transitioned to eating frozen margaritas in a tub. Now we're talking, it's like 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. It's getting dark.
Wait, Kevin's actually really not that far off as far as I'm concerned. I think he kind of nailed me. I mean, I wasn't like a jock, but I would say looking back on it, I probably teased some kids and I regret that I wouldn't have done it when
that look, Kevin.
I'm serious. I'm coming clean, Kevin.
Giving you the side eye.
I'm being serious. I haven't beat anybody up. I wasn't big enough or strong enough to beat anybody up. I wouldn't pick on a crippled kid, but just a normal kid, you know, maybe I teased. You know, yeah. Maybe
everybody has a code, Dave.
The line is crippled. Anybody else? Both guns blaze.
Fredo says you were Biff from Back to the Future.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't like that. I wasn't that bad.
So, I mean,
we're talking about a few isolated incidents.
So, final question before we get to the Jim Mora bracket. Saints by opening week, Tampa Bay, kumbaya, everything is fine. healed up, or are we still dealing with this? Because it's either come back around in the news cycle or Drew has made another misstep or something. I'll start with you, Kevin. You go first.
Jesus. Look, I'm going to be petrified. I'm going to be petrified the guy is going to make a misstep until the season starts. Once the season starts, I'm pretty sure he'll be in like tunnel vision mode and won't be able to think or say anything that's not football related. But between now and training camp or now in preseason, you know, it's a fucking Jericho mile for Drew on this one.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Dave, is it going to be fine? Week one, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, totally.
Andrew?
Not a problem.
I think Breeze is now living in that zone of, if he throws a touchdown pass and he's playing well, he's back. He's back to Drew. I always loved you. I knew you were cool. It's fine. If we see this decline we've been promised for so long that is yet to come, but if he plays like shit, then it's going to immediately become, you see, I told you Drew was a racist, you know, so it's he'll throw it one touchdown pass and he'll win everybody's heart.
So what you're saying,
just win, baby.
What you're saying, Juge, is that I need to order the 300 cups from Dave forever, Drew, and give them to the $10 patrons in August. It's all going to be fine. We're going to be loving Drew again. I can place that order, put in my Visa number on Dave's site. It'll be all good.
I think so.
Yeah. By the way, become a $10 patron. You get the swag box. You get the Forever Drew cup, the Crew to Taysom cup, the Worry About Your Meat cup, and some other stuff. Do it. It's $10. You get the whole Saints experience. You get the Discord channel. It's a fucking amazing. You should do it.
Just so we're clear, it's a jockstrap cup. So, just kidding.
All right. It's time for round two. Continuation of the
extra
gym.
Extra small for you, Kevin.
Say again.
Extra small for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's time to go with our yearly bracket we do. This year we're doing the greatest Jim Mora rant. We are into round two. We are into the Diddly Poo bracket. Diddly Poo got a bye. It was the 2 seed. So these rants, I think this bottom bracket is way stronger than the top bracket, and the top bracket was strong. This is the 7 seed. The season is not over. This is not from Jim Mora when he was with the Saints. This is Jim Mora at Channel 6 in a post-game show. And it's amazing for a lot of reasons, but mostly because he takes a dump all over Fletcher Mackel. Sorry, Fletcher. We still love you, but it's true.
God, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
I'm just saying the statistics say.
Is the season over? They have 13 more games to play. Is the season over? Can they go home and pack their bags and go home? You just said the season's over. That's the most negative statement that I hear from fans and media ever. Ever. And it bugs me.
Okay, well, how about this?
Is the season over? No, there's 13 more games to play. 13 more games to play, and you're saying the season's over? Unbelievable.
I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
Statistically.
The season is not over. Do you think those players and coaches are going over there in there thinking the season's over? No way.
Look,
no way.
I'll say this. Since Sean Payton and Drew Brees arrived, they have always seemingly righted the ship in some way, and they have fought hard until the end.
And they got 13 games to right the ship again. You give all those stats. Since 2000 and this, no team that's gone. So what? Does that mean it can't happen? No, it doesn't mean that it can't happen. What do you think those guys are thinking? They're going to look at the stats and say, well, there's no way we can go to the playoffs? They wouldn't quit then. The season wouldn't be over even that. No, the season's it over. They got 13 games to play. 13 games.
You know what I think?
Jeez.
It's Jim.
It's amazing. Jim Mora needs to be the Monday night color guy. That's amazing. So it's facing off against this one. I'll be honest. I completely freaking forgot like three or four of these rants. This was one I didn't even know existed. I just stumbled upon it in going in that, down a YouTube rabbit hole. This is Jim Mora ranting at camera people about not shooting injuries, and it is sneaky fantastic.
Channel 8 here, Channel 4 here. Good. They're not here? What the shit? Where's your camera guy? I kicked his ass off the field.
He's in the dome room, right?
Good. You keep his ass off. I don't ever want anybody. Look like a goddamn couple of. I don't want anything on. Leave it off. This isn't for the record. Nothing's for the record. The guy gets hurt over there, and I see two guys with cameras, not like a couple of damn lechers, you know. Oh my God, we're going to film a guy hurt. That's unbelievable. That's chick stuff, and I don't want that ever on this practice field. Not ever. You understand? Ever. All right, let's go.
Jim, I heard you say out there that it wasn't a good practice.
No, it's a shit practice. That's all there was. It wasn't a good practice. We had a bad practice.
There's a lack of enthusiasm.
Lack of enthusiasm, lack of execution, a lot of things.
Would you comment on the record about the incident with the TV camera?
No, I will not.
You told them they would never walk.
I didn't say that. I did not say that, Mike. I did not say that, okay? I did not say that.
Told them never to come back.
I did not say that. I will not comment on that. That's a done deal.
Oh, man. Andrew, who gets your vote? That's two.
I love that. They have him on camera bragging that he kicked the guy's ass out of the practice. And then he asks him to comment on him when the cameras are rolling for real. And he's like, I didn't say that. That's a done deal. No comment. So that the comedy bit there is fun. I personally have him just railing on Fletcher Mackel is just too good. I think I got to vote for season is not over. I'm going season not over.
I think I'm going the other way. The don't film injuries. It's just great because he's got the language. He gets worked up. He doubles down. He won't acknowledge it. It's just it's classic.
You know what
Mora.
Season is not over? You know what sends it over the top for me is the desk banging.
Dave, what you got?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dave,
you're muted.
Dave, you're muted as you walk through your house.
Sorry, yeah, I know. I've got a lot of things to do. Like,
I feel like I'm watching the Blair Witch Project.
Get a new beer. It's a tough one. This one's close. I'll admit that that's the first time I've heard the soundbite, the interview, the off-the-record interview. I think I'm going to go with the Fletcher Mackle. The season is not over just because it's, you know, it's he's got a point. You know,
no, you're waffling.
No, I'm not. I'm not waffling. I'm just wondering whether I'm going to let my, you know, my preconceived feelings and notions that I have for Fletcher Mackle, whether I'm going to let that cloud my judgment or not. Fletcher has recently, and you know, in the last year or two, Fletcher has been, he's said a few things on Twitter about Tulane that's really upset the Tulane community more than once. I'm going to go with the one with Fletcher. I'm going to go with the season's not over. That's going to be my vote.
Kevin.
Gentlemen, get the tiebreaker.
Oh, Juge, fire up the poll.
Well, no. Let's. We got comment section here.
Okay.
On YouTube, so whoever types first, you're breaking the tie. It's 2-2. Your choices are the season is not over or filming injuries. Those are your two picks. So someone comment in the comment section first to type one of those two answers. Picks the winner. Season not over. Boom. Done.
All right.
Boom. Done. What the hell is going on? I feel like I've gotten two bad cans of beers tonight. One seemed like it was oxidized, and one seems like it's overcarbonated.
Dave, stick with your margarita popsicle.
Yeah. It's the IPA. Dog shit.
All right. This one... I really thought,
and it's. I'm sure your taste buds are fucked now that you sucked down that tube of 8% crap. Yeah.
So
I cleansed with ice water as a palate cleanser before.
Oh, God,
for an asshole. Okay.
So here's the thing. This is where we, when we were building this bracket, I was very against. Coulda, shoulda, woulda is the 3 seed. It should have had a bye. I think playoffs should have been the 3 seed, but everyone else said coulda, shoulda, woulda. So coulda, shoulda, woulda is the 3 seed here, and it's playing a clip that you haven't probably heard before, but this is probably his most classic, well-known of the Saints rants, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Andrew, should I set it up before I play it, or should I talk about the setup after?
Set it up now.
Okay. 1987. This is the first game after the strike. So the players went on strike and the replacements played for 3 games. So the Saints were 1-1 with the regular players. They were 2-1.
The replacements like Keanu Reeves and
Gene
Hackman?
Yeah. Like the replacements. Okay. Like that. Cool. That. So they had like John Forcade was the quarterback who ended up playing quarterback for the Saints later. And Saints went 2-1. Beat Sean Payton and the Bears, I think. So the Saints are 3-2. They come back. All the regulars are back. They play San Francisco in the Dome. And Morton Anderson misses like a 55-yard kick at the end to win it. He misses it left. Saints lose. And after the game, Ron Swoboda is like, well, it was a great effort against San Francisco. And this was back in the days. The Saints, up to 87, hadn't had a winning season. So it was always when the Saints played a really great team and they try hard and they come really close, people would pat them on the head and say, oh, Saints, did such a good job. Try hard. Do a good job. Jim Mora was having none of that bullshit after losing this game on a field goal.
We're not good enough. We shouldn't even be thinking about beating this 49ers. We shouldn't be talking about it because the Saints ain't good enough. And you guys shouldn't write about us being a playoff team and all that bullshit. That's malarkey. We ain't good enough to beat those guys, and it was proven out there today. It's that simple. We're not good enough yet. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. We're close, and close don't mean. And you can put that on TV for me. I'm tired of coming close, and we're going to work our off till we ain't close anymore. And it may take some time. We're going to get it done. We aren't in there. We aren't good enough. They're better than us. Black and white, simple fact. Could have, would have, should have is the difference of what I'm talking about. The good teams don't come in and say could have. They get it done. All right? It's that simple. I'm tired of saying could have, should have, would have. That's why we ain't good enough yet. Because we're saying could have and they ain't.
So good. it's just, I was like, I was 11 years old and I was like, finally the Saints have a legitimate coach and they're just not going to take it anymore. And I remember my father saying at the time, Jim Mora, he's either going to get the Saints winning or they're going to kill him.
You know what? For people like me, give me a little background. Where is he from, like, originally? What's his background?
Jim Mora?
Yeah.
He was the
other guy we've been talking about for the last 10 fucking minutes, Ralph.
He was the hottest coach to get.
In the USFL.
Because he won two of the three titles in the USFL. He played his...
What team did he coach in the USFL?
Philadelphia Stars.
Okay, where is he from? Where was he born? Where was he raised?
He's out in California.
He was assistant coach for Don James at Washington. But he was – when the Saints hired him, it was a big deal because he was the hot name to get in 1986.
He brought a lot of his USFL guys over. So, like, Bobby Hebert, I think – was in the USFL Von Johnson, I think. There were several others,
well,
right, Ralph?
Johnson, Bum Phillips drafted. Mel Gray, Bum Phillips drafted. Bobby Hebert, he was a free agent. The Saints just signed him. But Jim Mora did bring, to Andrew's point, he brought over Sam Mills.
Sam Mills.
And he brought over Steve Court, who was the center.
Right.
So he did bring it over. But he was... Dave, he was the big name guy, and it was, I mean, it's harder to explain it if you didn't live through it. Like, the Saints pre Jim Mora were the worst organization in sports. Like, they just were.
Oh, I get that. No, I understand that. No,
you know,
I totally, yeah,
so,
totally get that.
So that's
I do want to explain. Actually, it's funny because I'm from New York, and so this whole Ron Svoboda thing is wild to me as somebody from New York who grew up as a Mets fan. Obviously, Ron played for the Mets before I was around, but he was always a known name. He was always on the Mets team that won the World Series or whatever, right? Yeah, he won the World Series.
He was. Like, he's a Mets icon, right? Because of the catch.
Totally. Yeah, it's totally weird that he went to New Orleans and became a sports reporter and specifically made it his life goal to annoy the fuck out of Jim Mora or whatever.
So great.
Time is a flat circle, man. This is totally crazy.
So great.
This is totally crazy.
It's so great. And like we said last week.
It's like Bobby Bonilla was fucking moved to New Orleans now and just started interviewing Sean Payton and did what Cat Terrell does, but even worse.
Well, the thing is, though, the thing that makes Ron Svoboda, and we said it last week, he was the perfect foil for Mora because unlike 99% of reporters and sports anchors in local markets, he was an ex-player, so he didn't back down to Mora. And so it just made their relationship just so great. So this next clip that I have is – the 14 seed, I will admit, I did not remember this at all. It's really short. It was Jim Mora complaining about Frank Warren getting a roughing the passer penalty in a game and getting fined. Jim Mora's at the podium in his Monday press conference. He's got a referee doll that's like Velcro, and he rips it apart while blasting the refs.
You're going to ask me what I thought of the call last week on Frank Warren?
So, short, but it's pretty delightful. If a coach did that today, Andrew, would it be a 2 or 3 day news cycle?
Oh, yeah. The media would be outraged. The NFL would put out a statement.
Violence.
There'd be a fine. There'd potentially a suspension. But you know, it's funny, like I've never loved coulda, woulda, shoulda, because it represents a lot of the, I'll say frustration and say, it just takes me back to a time where we just could not fucking beat the 49ers. And I just remember as a kid, like, how are we ever going to win the Super Bowl if we can't even win our division? Cause Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and Ronnie Lott and we can't even compete with those guys. So, like, you know, it was just kind of hearing Jim Mora say that, it was so defeatist, and it was like lamenting the fact that we're never going to be better than the 49ers. So I have – that kind of puts me back to a dark place. So I'm picking ripping on the refs.
I'm picking coulda, shoulda, woulda. Get out of here with that nonsense, Juge. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. It's iconic. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to vote. I'm actually going to go with coulda, woulda, shoulda, because the other one, it seems like it's way more of a visual.
It is.
Like, it's a visual thing. And yeah, even then, it's just like, okay, he's frustrated with the referees. Like, 2020 New Orleans Saints fans, this is not breaking news, guys. So, and it's like he only did like 15 seconds on it. And it's like, okay, what? He's going to get fined by the league for complaining about the refs. He's going to get called out. He's going to get in trouble for it. Okay, that's nothing new.
I see what you're saying.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda was definitely an iconic moment in team history, I feel like.
Dave, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't even close. Unlike Juge, I have no emotional attachment to either of these rants. And just at face value alone, coulda, woulda, shoulda is definitely way better than making fun of the refs or the one sentence bit.
All right, the last one in round one, in the last one for tonight. This sixth seed, I think Andrew seeded it correctly because I don't think people know about it. Even people that are diehard Saints fans, like, and are of a certain age, like me and Andrew, and love the history of the 80s and early 90s, they may not know about it. It is tremendous. This is Jim Mora. In 1991, the Saints practice in lacrosse. They would practice for like two or three days against Kansas City and then the Bears.
Lacrosse, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah. Lacrosse, Wisconsin. They had like three or four teams that were all within like driving distance of each other. And they would practice against the Bears and Kansas City and Minnesota sometimes. And they practiced against Kansas City. And it must have gone terribly because Jim Mora lost his shit is the only way I can put it.
Obviously, you're not happy.
Oh, we got our ass kicked. We got our ass kicked. It was sickening. We have 18 plays on offense. First 18 plays, we turn the ball over, one for a touchdown. The other one's going to set up a touchdown. We can't, you know, we got backs that can't hang onto the ball. They out-hit us. They out-toughed us. You know, we stunk today. We're not even close between
He's
that football team and our
kids.
Football team. Not even close. Ridiculous. We run two screens. We don't block anybody. We get a back, gets his knee blown out on one of them. Can block anybody. We stunk. Just stunk.
Jim injuries,
Dean told me he blew his knee out. You know, you got to block people on a screen. Shit, he gets the ball out there and two guys, big old animals, nail his ass. Shit. It's ridiculous. We run a screen before that, we get our ass nailed.
What about scales, coaches?
I don't know. You know, Dean said he couldn't put any weight on his leg. That didn't sound too good to me. Shit, we're down. You know, we're down in back. We're down in everything. We you know, shit. We don't have enough people right now. Be hard to practice next week. Effectively.
Pinkett done for the year, you think?
I don't know. Dean told me it looked like he tore two knee ligaments. That doesn't sound very encouraging.
Do you take into account at all the fact that they bear?
I don't take into account shit. All I take into account is they kicked our ass today. That's what I take into account.
Stowers.
Well, let me just tell you something. He looked pretty good, right? They cut him before they came to camp. The Kansas City Chiefs cut Stowers before they came to camp. Looked pretty good for us. Maybe that shows you the difference between our team and their team. I don't know.
Will you go back to
practice? What do you guys think about that? Pretty good indication, right? They won't even bring him to camp. Shit, he looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
Jim, will you change the focus of practice?
Depends if we got anybody that can practice. You know, we can line up and do something.
Jim, was
this a good one?
It was all right. You know, Buford Jordan goes in there and gets a little hit and knocks the ball out. Head gets in there, gets a little hit. Ball goes out. Shit, I don't know if that's effort or not. It's horse shit ball carrying. I know that. Horse shit.
Yes. brought
the,
it
the,
from...
the fact that there was the Buford Jordan call earlier, you know, that there was another clip with Buford Jordan and he just rails on him again in this one, that's the cherry on top for me. It's just the
like
Buford
when
Jordan
they,
hate.
When they pub do they publish these quotes in the paper, right? Would they, and they would like truncate them?
I don't know. My favorite part is that they had a cameo in that clip from a convicted murderer, which was nice. Vince Marinella, the first voice you heard.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but what he was saying that just so I understand correctly, he was saying that what the Chiefs cut a player before camp even started. And the Saints signed him,
yeah.
And he wound up playing in that game against the Chiefs.
It wasn't a game; it was just practice.
It was a scrimmage.
It was just
it was
a
like
scrimmage.
A joint practice. Yeah.
Oh, but he did very well against.
Yeah.
His
Speaking
old...
of that, Dave, instead of from
what was that noise in the what was that noise in the background of that interview? It had a very Saints happy hour feel to it.
I don't know
what was going on in the background of that interview.
But speaking of Jim Moore's star of the day, instead of doing when we make game predictions from now on, instead of saying who's going to be the MVP, I'm going to play this clip.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
So instead of the MVP, we're going to have the star of the day prediction going forward.
I like Perfect. That. Love it.
So, I mean, that rant, it just, Kevin, it just had, it had everything, and it, built to a crescendo and then lifted off to Mars. Like,
right. It was kind of just like flat for a little bit. And then it started, you know, it was just like a roller coaster. Just a slow, gradual rise. And then, you know, like to the final, like 30 seconds to a minute of it. And it was a fun ride overall. So yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's just so great. But the one that it's up against was another one of these clips. No idea this existed until I'm down into the Jim Mora rabbit hole. This is end stage Mora where the Saints are losing. It's not his last year because his last game was the diddly poo rant and then he resigned the next day. But this is like the year before, so they were like, are they going to bring him back? They're losing. They started 0-5. They're kind of trash again. And this is Jim Mora just saying he's not worried about it.
Fired up. Let's go.
What are you fired up about?
Life, football, the media, the press, the fans, the world, my wife, my family, my grandkids, everything. You name it.
You don't doubt anything at all?
Nothing.
Not a single thing?
No.
How'd practice go?
Outstanding. One of the best practices we've had in my 10-year history here. That's why I chewed their ass out for 10 minutes afterwards.
Oh,
that's a really good one.
It is.
God damn.
I mean, you just can't touch Stowers. You know, that's the Stowers rant, yeah. I think, is a dark horse.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
And you know what's funny? Like, people don't remember this, but that clip, like that training camp, the Saints and the Chiefs both ended up being really good teams that year.
That was the first time the Saints ever won a division title. That was the 91 yeah. Saints. They started 7-0. Jim Mora, you think they were 2-14.
Yeah, you would think that they were like, yeah, a top 10 pick team. But no, they went 11-5 that year, and the Chiefs were 10-6 and made the playoffs too. So they were both good teams, and it was just classic Mora. You know, he was always just railing on his team, just trying to motivate them. You know, that was part of his deal. So the Saints were not as bad. He was landed on thick that day. But I mean, the Stowers rant to me is it doesn't have like the name. It doesn't have playoffs. It doesn't have coulda, woulda, shoulda. It doesn't have maybe the key term, you know, the catchphrase. But start to finish, to me, that's maybe the most enjoyable. So as we get deeper into this tournament, it's going to be interesting to see how it does, but I'm definitely picking it in this round.
I mean, you could almost just clip out, do you take into account Bobby Hebert wasn't playing and Jim Mora saying,
I don't take into account shit.
And you could just – that could be a clip, and it could win the tournament. That's the best. Just that.
That's right. That's the best. That's the best part.
I mean, it's – is it
– that's like out of Pulp Fiction. What was the line in Pulp Fiction?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's horseshit ball carrying, I'll tell you that much. That's another great one.
So good. I might have to slice that up, and we have our own Mora soundboard that I just go to occasionally and just pop them in.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Like 5 seconds.
Horseshit ball carrying. You need that for when someone fumbles. Horseshit ball carrying, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no. It's like out of Spaceballs. Y'all found anything yet? We ain't found shit.
Is anybody going for the fired up one in this round, Kevin?
So the three of you were voting for the
Stowers.
Yes.
Stowers.
You know what? Yeah. Hang on. I'll vote for the fired up one just so that way it gets some love.
Doesn't get
so
swept.
That way it doesn't get swept out, because that was a real good rant.
It was.
That was a real good rant. That's a man angry at everything, and I admire that.
I mean, for any other coach, that would be like a top three rant all the time. If Belichick did that, it'd be considered his greatest rant of all time. But Mora, it's an 11 yeah. seed.
All right, Ralph. So we've got 8 left. So, you know, we're in the quarterfinals. We've got the playoffs rant against useless. We've got the Buford Jordan call-in against the fans are sick. that's going to be a tough one. We got diddly poo against the season is not over. That's a good battle. And then we got coulda, woulda, shoulda against Stowers.
Yeah. We didn't have any upsets.
It's already tough.
Yeah,
we didn't have any upsets. So the bracket is – I kind of got on Andrew for his seating, but it's held. But it's held. So the committee did a good job.
It's Kevin Held.
So, hey, guys, before we get out of here and get to the questions, I want to remind you guys, Bet Online is coming aboard. An Armchair will now serve as the host. I butchered that up. Bet Online will serve as the title sponsor for Armchair as well as our show. This will open up possibilities to develop merchandise line. And more importantly, whenever we get through this pandemic, Armchair has promised us they're going to help us try to do a live show if it's possible. And Bet Online is going to make that possible. So we are super excited that they have decided to sponsor this ramshackle show of a podcast. So questions. We got some good ones. Kevin, this might be the question of the year. It's from Alexander. And when he sent it to us on Twitter, I DM'd him and said, dude, send me your address. We're sending you a shirt. What are the chances that the Superdome will be named the Yahoo Finance Superdome by the start of the season?
It is a non-zero. It's a non-zero chance, I'll tell you that. That was a good question. I like that. Good kick.
This is from Saint Mex. Greetings from a rabid Saints fan in Mexico. Why not start Jameis Winston versus the Bucks week one as a surprise element and have Petty Sean dance a jig, Andrew?
Because we want to win the game.
I think you.
I don't, Jameis starting is ludicrous, but I could see if the Saints are up, I could definitely see Peyton getting Jameis involved somehow, some way, just to twist the knife a little bit in their back.
There's a decent chance that if it's first and goal from the one, he would put Jameis in to run a QB sneak.
Totally. Something like that. Get Jameis a touchdown. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Or have put Jameis under center, have Taysom wide right, Drew wide left.
Yes.
And throw the ball.
Combine them again.
Throw the bubble screen to Taysom. Taysom walks in, right?
Play the fucking Lion King.
Taysom will.
Play the Lion King music.
This is an interesting question, Dave. If 2020 was a specific Saints game, which game would it be?
Oh, it's the no call. Oh, it's definitely the no call. It's definitely the NFC Championship 2018 for sure. Yeah, no, not even close for 2019, whatever it was. No, 18.
Yeah.
Total dumpster fire. Total fucking dumpster fire.
Kevin, this is from Vote No Bleach. Will Breeze's decision to go on Yahoo Finance ironically turn out to be his worst financial move ever? If not, will it be his forays into diamonds or Jimmy John's?
See, everybody bags on Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's makes money. It's funny because it's Jimmy John's, and he brought it to New Orleans. But they make money, otherwise he wouldn't keep opening them.
Yes.
So and again, everybody keeps forgetting about the movie house, the film industry tax credit scam that was being run by the fucking long snapper that Drew got snuckered on. But the Yahoo Finance thing, both ironically and unironically, could hurt his financial earnings in the long run, because what if this was his last year playing, he was gonna jump to NBC and be the analyst over there and replace Collinsworth. NBC, I think it was Awful Announcing said NBC is reconsidering that.
Wow.
So that's a lucrative long-term job that could just get blown the fuck up.
To be honest with you, I thought about this. I thought about what Kevin was saying and his whole apology thing. And I don't wonder if he's more concerned about, his future and the announcing thing than he is about his current football career, if I'm being quite honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, he did the right thing with the apology, and he's going to try to make it right with his teammates. But he has all the incentives in the world, not just because he cares about his teammates, obviously. That's part of it. But he has all the incentives in the world to try to get this right for his post-career. But to bring one last final bit of levity to the show, this is from Eric, this question. And I think it's a topic we probably should have discussed earlier. Have we all agreed to just ignore Michael Thomas's attempt to grow a beard? It looks pretty terrible. It's not me 1997 terrible. It's not Kevin terrible. But it's
need to look up some pictures.
But it's pretty bad. Can we all agree there?
Yeah, are you talking about the Michael Thomas in that video? Is that where you get a good shot of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to look at this again. Hold on, let me pull this up. What's the – do you know what the – okay, here we go. On behalf of the NFL. Here we go.
I mean, it's – the thing I'll say about that video is props.
Yeah, it's like he's got handlebars and a beard here, but it's like poorly grown. And there's Tyrann Mathieu looking very high.
I'm looking at it now. It's got a little bit of an Abe Lincoln thing going on.
Yeah.
Looks like he's got like some, like the chops. He can grow a mean set of chops.
It's a little patchy, huh?
Yeah, a little weird. Yeah.
It does have a little bit of it does have the Abe Lincoln, I'm going to meet Grant on the battlefield kind of vibe to it.
It does.
That's what I'm saying. Don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes.
That's from the American Revolution, Dave.
Well, whatever. Who's a dork now, nerd?
I've long admitted my dorkiness. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, I mean,
give me your lunch money, held.
Maybe it'll grow. He's got a couple months till training camp. Maybe he can grow it in, Eric. But it is Abe Lincoln like, let's say. So, by the way, before we get out of here, we set up an interviews tag on the Patreon page. You can go there. All the interviews are free. We have fucking heavy hitters in interviews. Wendell Pierce, Bomani Jones, Mina Kynes, Zach Streif, Thomas Morstead, Delvin Bro. Like, we have tricked people into believing this podcast is a legitimate media enterprise. And they come on the podcast and they have some fun. So just check out these interviews. We work really hard to badger these people to come on. So please listen and make it worth our while. And we'll keep doing it as long as you support the show. Become a $10 patron. Get all your cups. Get all your swag. Get access to the show every single day. Guys, it's been a wild week in Saints land. But we made it through. Now we just have to trudge on for about 8 more weeks, and training camp will be upon us, hopefully, and football will return, please God, let it. So for Kevin, for Andrew, for Dave, thanks for joining us. Until next week, the bar is closed.